You're now listening to Sleep Time's Over.
Sleep Time is over, baby.
Welcome back, Jabronis, to another episode of Fitness, the other F word. As you can see, we are still in Havana, Studio Havana, but now it's Havana Nights.
Thank you. I was waiting if that was going to be referenced.
We have to do it because
it's the sunset.
Hola.
And finally, right? It's no longer during the day. It is an evening, which I think will be going forward. I don't know at this point.
It's much better in the sense I'm not doing this into the camera the whole time.
We're not doing the squinting, but...
Yeah, like I'm thinking a lot.
So it is a romantic backdrop, which is a real backdrop. This isn't like a Zoom chat.
Isn't it a green screen, gang? This is for real.
I hate those Zoom chats, by the way, those backgrounds. They just look so like... People think they're like... They're going to look good with these like superficial... Forget it.
Well, I just use the Death Star, so... That's the one that I use.
What you do in your personal time is your business, okay? And here we are. It's finally Havana Nights.
Yes.
It's finally... And that's not even... Before I even continue on with my tirade of bullshit about Havana, you have no hat, okay?
I have no hat.
Finally, after the weeks, months, fan mail, emails, telegrams, people wanting to know... How come you wear a hat every week?
It's not because I'm bald. So.
I thought that.
I mean, a lot of people do. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's fortunate I'm not. That's not the case.
What you do in your own personal time is your own business. But the bottom line is we have this show.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to talk about today.
Okay.
Tonight, I should say.
Tonight, yeah. Well.
So, yeah.
If you didn't know, now you know. My name is Summer Lee.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Joan Calamezzo. This is the man with the plan, Aaron Sakai, A.K.A. Purred Happily.
Who?
Let's just cheers this out first.
Oh,
here we go.
Oh, God. All right. There you have it. This is the closest shot we've had. This is like a pod for the video people that always watch these things that they call podcasts. This is how they do it, right? This is how the kids do it.
This is how the kids do it.
It's like a close shot. Like
yes.
This, right?
You know? But we're not going to be doing like what the kids do, which is the smash cuts and the quick cuts to other things and them talking to the camera at this angle. And
we don't
then
have
talking.
Time for that.
Yeah. No,
we're
no.
not.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No.
Oh, but shout out to my sister from another Mr. Dana for getting me the shirt that encapsulates my personality. She somehow got it. So this says, let me see if I can move that.
You gotta take it off. I like coffee and I cannot lie. No, maybe.
I like coffee and maybe three people.
Well, that's only fitting from last week's show because you were wired on coffee and then you got all ridiculous. And you took your pants off and I understand that.
I did. I mean, I had to express myself somehow. That was a lot of caffeine coursing through my system.
So is this an homage to last week's show that she got you the shirt that just happened to say coffee on it?
No, Dana got it for me for Christmas. Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas.
God.
Yes.
So, anyway.
God bless us, everyone.
Shout out.
All right.
Oh, and shout out to Elite Coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an excursion.
Taking you out.
No, it's
but
not
you,
good.
But you survived, and was that before the New Year? So, this is the first show of 2021, is it?
Well, no, the last...
See?
Well, we recorded the last show before the New Year.
Okay.
But it came out after the new year.
Got it.
So technically for us, this is the first show of the new year.
This is 2021 in your video screen right now.
That's right.
All right.
That's right. Yeah. So,
yeah.
What we're doing today.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see what she says. Hi, everyone.
How am I going to introduce this? No. Okay. So, there is this concept in weightlifting or like strength training of a deload. That is spelled D as in dog, E as in elephant, load.
She tells me this before we start and press record because I don't know what the hell we're doing every time. I just set up and I just appear. So, I told her, "What in the hell are we going to talk about?" And then she goes, "We're going to talk about deloading." And then I'm like, "What?" And then, of course, you know, she berates me for like a half hour. And then I'm like,
"He's a trainer." I was like, what the heck?
Hey, he was almost going to swear. I was going to say, what is deloading?
Christian podcast.
I didn't know. But then you spelt it out for me. D-E-L-O-A-D.
Yeah.
I-N-G. I thought it was like douche loading or something, or like throw the D out. You know, D's out.
That's a different podcast, out. I think.
I don't even know what this podcast is. All right. So deloading, D-E-L-O-A-D-I-N-G.
Yes. So for those of you who are not familiar with that term, basically, well, to me, this is just how I interpret it, is it's when you have like a training program, or if you have like a trainer and they put together a program. Sometimes if you push a little hard, you're going to start to feel a little tired, a little beat up. So what you do is you'll take some time frame and you'll take a break, or you'll back off on the amount of work you actually do in the workout. So that came up because I realized that I have not actually taken a deload for my own personal training since the semester started. So that's been like 3 months, and I've been getting some aches and pains. Not because, you know, it's just from that. It's not because of age. I'm 25 years old.
Congratulations.
So in terms of like for myself, it's like my lower back's a little achy, my knee's a little achy, that kind of thing. So that's when I know I got to take a break.
Okay.
So why I'm bringing it up today in the podcast is because, well, first of all, why don't you just get your thoughts on deloads? And then to say, now that you put that phrasing in my mind about what a deload is, I can't help but think how dirty that sounds. Thanks a lot.
The show gets dirtier and dirtier. So it's only fitting that you talk about deloading. The hyphen.
Yes.
Loading. What would you like to ask of me?
Well, what do you think? Okay, from a training perspective, because ultimately what I'd like to do is kind of talk about how we can apply this to other areas of our lives. That was what I was thinking would be kind of an interesting conversation to have. So, but specifically for training, like weight training and stuff like that, what do you think of a deload? Do you believe in it? Do you not? Because some people don't. There's some people just say, no, you don't need to deload. It just depends. So
basically you're asking me, do I believe in recovery?
Well, if you put it that way, God.
Hey, I just show up here, right? I put on my makeup and I sit down, all right? So I don't know. I'm just questioning what is being handed to me.
Okay,
all right?
Fair.
The
okay.
paperwork is being sent to me. I look at it, I review it, and then I have a question.
Got it.
So therefore, if you're talking about in perspective of recovery.
Yes.
Exercising.
Yes.
Am I in favor of recovery for exercising?
Yes.
I'm going to say, after long deliberation, yes. I hope it's not too controversial out there. I hope people are not just shaking their heads and doing the SMH, all right? Yes, I do believe in it.
Keep an open mind, gang. Open mind.
Right.
Open mind.
I know 2021, we're all in our feelings, and we're all into mindsets that we don't know of, but let me just say, I would like to say I believe in recovery.
Strong opinion. That's a very, very strong opinion. I don't know how I feel about that.
Okay, well, that's it. Good night, everybody.
And scene.
I mean, is that what you're asking?
Well, because like I know, like some people say, well, you don't need to do it. It's you know, you can't keep going.
Who are these people?
Well, I guess people on Instagram.
Oh, we're digging a ditch, aren't we?
What? Yeah.
So
yeah,
people are saying to not recover.
Well,
you just go at it. 365.
Like, it's not what was one person was saying. It's not so much that you're training too hard; it's that you're not recovering enough, I guess. But then that's what a deload is. It's a recovery. All right. So anyway, I'm answering my own question
did
tonight.
Did I screw
gang.
Up the show again, like I did like a couple of episodes ago?
No, you're not. Right. You're not.
All right.
Because that wasn't the point of the show anyway. The point of the show is to kind of extend that to say, well, that concept of having like a planned break or to have purposeful times in your life when yeah. you take a pause,
yeah.
when you quote unquote heal or do that self-care. Like,
okay.
What does that look like? Is, you know, how do we do that in real life?
All right.
Yeah, from that perspective.
All right. Well, if we look at that in regards to real life, it comes down to mental health again.
Yeah.
Where people need to take a step back and people need to take a vacation, take a day off, depress. Or is that...
Decompress?
Decompress, right.
I mean...
We talked about depression
yeah,
a couple
we did.
Other weeks.
That was 2 weeks ago.
So we're decompressing.
Yes.
It's why not? That's a favorable thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It comes down to balance, right? isn't the whole fitness thing balance and exactly. the wellness wheel?
Yeah.
So don't you, balance need to be put inside that wheel so it doesn't get a flat?
Ooh, right. Good metaphor. Good metaphor.
Hey, I got Vanna my makeup Knights. On. Yeah. Right? You yeah. have no hat.
Yeah. Things so, are changing in this world.
Isn't that it? I mean, I don't understand who these people are that say you have to work out every day.
Well, I mean, like,
for the entire year.
Yeah, I also think about, you know, that kind of stereotypical type A personality, like go, 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 I'm going to work 24/7.
I understand.
And, you know.
That I can understand.
Yeah. And
I'm a victim of that.
Totally. Me too. So. But you shoot yourself in the foot, right, in that sense where you, right. you truly do burn out. And your right. body or your mind will tell you, hey, I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so maybe in that sense to say... Well, it also goes back to what we've been talking about before too, right? About being mindful and making conscious decisions about what we're doing.
In regards to last week, yes.
Yeah.
We were talking about that. More people being mindful of 2021 and what their personality should be mm-hmm. in 2021. Less selfish, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
But then, see, this is kind of a thing where it leads to being selfish, because to be selfish is to take care of yourself.
Ooh, so yeah, that's a...
If you look at back going into this deloading, decompression, recovery is actually a selfish trait, because you have to forcefully recover and tell yourself, I need a break for me.
For me.
You're not taking the break for anybody else.
That's a great point.
Taking it yes. for you, because it's your body or your mind or whatnot, unless it's a work situation and... You can't. I don't know, but it's yeah. in regards to what you're saying, working out, you have to be the selfish one to be like, I need to recover. I need to take this time off to recover because I'm sore.
Yeah. Yeah.
If somebody's telling you don't, then you tell them F off. Selfish behavior.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting opposite end of what being mindfulness is. It's being mindfulness in another way is selfishness.
I totally get it. Yeah. Because you're right. Technically, it is a matter of being selfish. What do you think of how some people like to view it, that whole concept of self-care and taking that time out as, you know, like that analogy of, well, in the airplane, if it starts to go crazy, you put the mask on yourself first and then you go help the person sitting next to you, because right. there's the tendency to go help your friend or your child or whatever.
Right.
But you can't help them until you help yourself. I'm sure we've all kind of heard that.
Okay, right.
Do you think that, I mean, that might be a good response, right, to that. If internally you're thinking it is selfish, I'm guilty of that too, thinking, no, I can't do this. You know, it is selfish. I don't want to be selfish.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That comes down how you're brought up. It comes down to your upbringing with your parents. And if you are that kind of person or not, that really comes down to that. It comes down to different ethnicity, culture.
Oh, that's a cultural thing,
Asians,
too. Yeah.
That's how they like to think.
That's true.
You know, as opposed to other races. That's the thing.
That is, yeah.
So in regards to that, it's how do you find yourself being able to stop being a caring all the time person to switching over to being a selfish but responsibly selfish person, maybe I can call it.
Yeah, yeah. Or consciously, like you're actively choosing that decision rather than letting it.
Right.
Letting it be
so like
a response.
The airplane example, that's being a responsible, selfish person by putting the mask on yourself first to get that out of the way to help others.
Yeah.
If that's even a thing. Responsibly selfish?
Responsibly selfish. Yeah.
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 I just made that up now probably, but yeah.
Very good. That was very good. Right. Yeah. Because, and then it makes me kind of think of, I'm going to talk about a 30 Rock thing, but I had my friend Matt, shout out Matt. He was talking to me. We were messaging each other and he's my classmate. He was saying, oh, I get why all of your references are from the 90s is because that's when you stopped having a TV. That's what he said. So I retorted that it was the early 2000s. Thank you very much. Give me a break. It wasn't the 90s.
Once again, shout out to the people that messaged me as well saying, so, you guys gonna do a year-end episode and talk about movies when the bugger don't even have a TV? Sorry, she brought it up. Once again, I just sit here.
This is okay. I will say that 2021 means that we have phones. We have laptops. We have Kindles. Why do I keep saying Kindles? I didn't mean to say Kindles.
You see?
I meant to say lap.
You see?
Damn it.
She didn't even drink coffee.
I meant to say iPads. I don't know why I said Kindle. No, you cannot watch movies on the Kindle. I know that.
You're a reader. You don't watch these television programs or movies, motion pictures.
But my argument is I have the potential to do it because I have these sources of technology.
Like everyone and you out there, you have the potential to do it.
We believe in you. But, okay, so there is a scene in 30 Rock, 30 Rock the Genius TV show. So the character of Jack Donaghy, played by Alec Baldwin, he's the super successful CEO. And he had this concept of the mind vice. And basically, he believed he was so competent and capable that he could take on anybody's problems and process it and then help them. And it wouldn't affect him at all. And he kept saying, my mind vice, I can help you. Let me help you with my mind vice. And basically, the whole thing completely collapses because nobody can do that. That's not realistic. Nobody can just keep taking without processing and without being self-aware enough to say, I can't do this. And so by the end of the episode, if I remember correctly, he's like curled up in the fetal position crying because everybody's problems have been dumped on him.
Okay.
And because 30 Rock is a bunch of crazy people, it's like just ridiculous. So that makes me think of that anyway.
Got it.
Yeah. 30 Rock.
I watch things. You wouldn't have known that scene unless you watched it.
But one of the funniest things I still think about, speaking of 30 Rock, is when Jack goes and sets up Liz Lemon on a blind date, and it turns out it's a woman. And so when she comes back, she's like, Jack, I'm straight. And he's like, those shoes are a little bicurious.
Wow.
It's still great. It's still great, and I still remember it.
Well, but yes, I can picture
that. You remember that run, right?
I can picture that, yes.
Those shoes are a little bicurious, Lemon.
Liz Lemon. Alec Baldwin, perfect for that role.
God,
he's really done a lot of since his whole Kim Basinger marriage. He's really gone.
Well, he's truly talented. Yeah, I mean he's like, I didn't realize how amazing a comedic actor he is. But he's been on SNL. He's in that Six Times Club, right?
Yeah, he's come a long way from the boyfriend in Beetlejuice.
Oh,
or the husband in Beetlejuice. So yeah. Did quite a career.
Alec Baldwin deloads,
I think.
I hope so.
I think he does. I think he drinks heavily.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
He does. And he might be drinking more now with his wife is having that issue. Have you heard about the whole thing about his wife?
What is his wife?
So her name, I think, is Hilaria Baldwin.
That's hilarious.
I know. The problem is, like, so the people, the media has, or somebody's been accusing her of appropriating Spanish culture because she grew up in Spain and she supposedly speaks with a fake Spanish accent and she uses Hilaria, which is the Spanish way to pronounce Hillary, when really she's just a white girl.
Oh.
So it's been like all over.
Typical. You know, that's a lot of these Hollies. They run around. You know, you can tell Holly's from the mainland, right? When they're going and they tell you mañana, and they tell you sí, señor, and all this shit.
And they roll their R's really aggressively.
Right, they like to talk about, they love happy hour, they love a Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday,
that's a big one. And then Cinco de Mayo, they love it. But they always got to use these Mexican words when they talk to you. And I'm like, I'm Asian, man. Come on. I didn't take Spanish.
What are you doing? Right? Come on.
And it's just, their retort is, well, we took Spanish in high school, bro. I'm like, great, I got it. Welcome to the OC, bro. I got
it.
I got it.
Dude.
You can totally spot a Holly. A true Holly. A visitor. From California, because they're going to use these Spanish words, and they're going to throw them out there periodically. You know, have a great day. See you mañana. I'm like, what?
That hurt. That really hurt.
See that shit. Why?
Because it's so cringy.
Yeah, it is. I was hoping, I was kind of scared there for a second. Like, you use that.
No, I don't. But right. You're right. I've seen it at a Whole Foods.
You know who those people are. All right. They're not deloading. I tell you that right now.
Deloading from life.
They're not. Do you deload, bro? I mean.
Is that even keto, bro?
You do keto mañana? I mean, really? Like, what else? What are the common Mexican words? I only know mañana right now is popping in my head. What's good morning in
Buenos dias, dude.
I don't think people say buenos dias, though. What other things that the Holly P people.
Mikase Sukasa.
No,
right?
That's like that so '50s. No, that's like Kumsi Kumsa. No, I just thought of that. That's not even anything relevant.
Racist.
Yeah. That's where this show's going. But you people out there, you people, that's a racist term. Hey. No Spanish, these guys that come out that
are not
Spanish.
You know what we're talking about.
And they're just throwing these Spanish words out there.
They're wearing their OP t-shirts.
Exactly. Huntington Surf and Sport. All that crap. You know, they're talking about how they love In-N-Out Burger. It's the greatest thing since God. You know, it's good. But I'm just saying, you know these people.
It is good.
You know, they're not deloading.
No, right? They're not. They're not.
So we
don't
got
be
those
like them.
Guys. Alec Baldwin ain't deloading.
His wife ain't deloading.
She ain't. Maybe mañana she's deloading.
Maybe mañana. Hasta luego, dude.
I don't know if anybody's saying that. I've seen. I don't know that one. That was a little. I'm so like drawing a blank right now. There's so many Spanish like name, one word.
Email
two
us @Swayze808@sleeptimesover.
Why she's got an email? Swayze@sleeptimesover. Swayze808.
808.
@sleeptimesover.com.
Sleeptimesover.com. Did you like the splash, the thing on the last episode?
Yes, I saw that. Yeah.
Stepping it up.
Did you make a clip of that? Were you supposed to?
I did. I made a clip, and I'm going to be posting it shortly.
You didn't post it.
I haven't yet. Yeah.
All right.
I will. Yeah. Swayze808@sleeptimesover.com.
Yes, please post that since you're deloading right now.
I am deloading. Yes.
So is there anything an expanding off that topic of deloading or?
Yeah,
there is.
Well, I wanted to say that
some weird bug just.
I know. I saw that.
I don't even know what kind of bug that was.
It was. It was here and it left.
It's up on HD.
Yeah.
So what about deloading?
If you've never heard of this concept, it might be something helpful to think about if you are starting to feel burnt out in general. I mean, I know it's the beginning of the year, but at the same time, things really haven't changed much. I mean,
no,
not really, right?
Not at all.
If you find yourself burnt out, tired, exhausted, I mean, I think this is a great chance to do a quote unquote deload in your life in some degree, whether that means trying to get more sleep, whether that means trying to eat a little bit better, you know, like that's what I was thinking in the sense of.
Got it.
This isn't just a training thing. This isn't just a conceptual thing.
Sounds like a New Year's resolution.
In a way.
Is this some cryptic way to make this the New Year's resolution show?
Maybe. Leave me alone.
You're on very thin ice.
I don't have my hat. That's why.
I like it, though. I dig this. I like it. How's the lighting out there, everyone? It's getting darker and darker. Does it look scarier and scarier? Not really. But see, this is our first time doing this in the evening to all the YouTubers. And we're just trying to see what the lighting was. So I'm just kind of watching this firsthand along with all of you and Summer here.
Yeah.
How this transpires with the lighting. So, right?
I think it looks pretty good.
You know the thing, too, Summer, that besides the hat that I have to address, you smell good. Like, you're wearing perfume or something? What are you doing?
That is really inappropriate right now. I'm going to report you to HR.
I'm going
to
tell you.
How dare you?
And I'll tell you why. Because you shouldn't be wearing any perfume because we're on a video show and no one can smell you in the first place.
I feel more confident as a woman in 2021.
All right. That's what I'm here. Good. That's about time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm trying very hard to be womanly.
Wow.
It is evening after all.
For I don't know. Feedback of
you weirdos out there.
Yeah. So is that it? Is this the end of the show? What else we got here?
Basically, no.
Really? What else we got?
I mean, ultimately, that's what I wanted to bring up.
Okay.
Was
all right.
Of this, the concept of the deload and how we can kind of use it in our everyday lives, in that sense of like we said before that purposeful break so that we can come back stronger, better.
Every day better.
Every day better. I was gonna go more for a Daft Punk reference, but every day better.
The shout out at Every Day Better Hawaii.
Just because I don't have the hat doesn't mean I'm not going to do it, K-Bra.
I got it, sister. All right, so New Year's resolutions hidden as deloading.
Yes.
Do it for all aspects of life. Anybody telling you to work out every day for 365 days,
no.
Tell them get out of here.
GTFO.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, that I just wanted to bring that up. Some a topic that I thought would be interesting. I just again so that people are aware of it, and I hope you folks think about that.
Okay, was that the agenda for tonight?
That was the agenda for tonight.
All right, so let's put this. Let's bottom line it right now. Let's put an ending to this thing. So, as we film this show, which is January 6th. This is of course not going to come out on January 6th.
Right.
Summer, hurry up. But before we were recording, I really didn't know what we were going to do today because if you've been following the news, some stuff went down in D.C., right?
A little bit stuff.
So we all have our lives and we got our work lives and whatnot. So everything's unraveling throughout the day. So then I go and I address it as soon as you got here. I'm like, how do we proceed with this today's show, tonight's
yeah.
show? Right?
Yeah.
If you have a show that deals with a certain subject matter every week and you have something going on in the world while you're talking about this subject matter...
Of this magnitude.
Do you address it or not? That's kind of where we're at with the show, and that's maybe why we only got D-loading for tonight. I don't know. Because I didn't know where we're going to go with this show.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I'm not going to make any statement right now about this. I mean, if you want me to, I mean, from what I've gathered, I don't know how much you were out all day.
Yeah.
So you didn't know about this.
I literally didn't know, right? Until I was done.
About
yeah.
the whole protesting inside the Capitol.
Yes.
They got inside.
They were inside. There was guns drawn.
One guy died.
Somebody died. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is serious.
Not much security, so that all the Instagram and all the social media are all saying, like, where's the security?
Right.
Of course, you've got the two different angles. Where are all the cops? Where is all the security? When you had a Black Lives Matter protest, they line them all up on the steps, and you've seen people are posting pictures of comparison of this event as opposed to that event. Then you have people on the other end saying that this is probably Antifa.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're saying this is a Democratic ploy to do this to, and they're showing pictures online of one guy looks similar to the other Antifa guy.
Yes.
So I haven't seen all that.
Yeah.
And you know what? I mean... I ain't gonna rule that out.
You can't because you don't know enough. There's not enough information.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could totally see that going that way, and it seeing being like a Antifa thing, and then they're just making Trump look bad. I could see it going that way, because it's just how weird it's been.
Right. Right.
Antifa exists.
Yeah.
There's these guys running around.
Right.
So what do you do? And that was the unraveling of today, as we're doing the show that is called, in case you have forgotten, Fitness, the other F word. Shout out to Mrs. Drizzy, who's probably still the only one listening right now at 30:55 going in. Shout out to Parado Power, who's barely hanging on trying to watch this show because he's probably over it as well.
Yeah.
And then after that, good luck, everyone. So.
But thank you.
So that's kind of what happens. This is real talk. It's when you.
It is.
If you're doing a show. And this is all you people doing a podcast, doing any type of thing.
Yeah.
Meeting for a club, meeting for anything. When something goes over that blows up in the world, do you continue on? Do you cancel? What do you do?
What do you do?
Should have just canceled.
Yeah, probably.
But this is fun.
Yeah, of course.
This is fun. We got to see without a hat. Let's look at the positives of tonight. We're in the evening.
Evening.
Okay.
Cooler. Much cooler.
Oh, shit. Sunset, right?
Beautiful sunset.
You're smelling great.
That's a plus.
You had the shirt, my coffee. You're still recovering from coffee.
That's right, I am.
Lighting that's keeping it together. We're closer to the camera. If that doesn't say a win, I don't know what.
I'm going to mark that into the win category, gang, okay? I am.
So, you know, not wearing any pants, so watch out.
Keeping it real here.
It's black. Well, you can't even tell.
Yeah, you can't really tell.
So it's only fitting that we got to go to Old Reliable. Shout out to the Cereal School.
Yeah. Bah, 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 bah.
This bag, okay? Let's talk about this bag. This bag has been here, I think, since week 2 of you appearing.
Yes, in Havana, in Studio Havana, yes.
It's still holding up. The bag is not
excellent
opening.
Construction.
It's still 100 calories.
It's always going to be 100 calories.
It's berries. It says old school cereal made the new way. I didn't even know
made
it said
that. The new way.
I never really looked at this bag until... Okay, it's one net carb.
Good macros.
HD people. Look at that.
Beautiful.
And it's been holding through the test of time, week in, week out.
Sun, rain.
Rain comes in here.
It does.
And it holds up.
We're outdoors.
The cereal school. So there you have it. Any closing remarks?
If you do have any questions or comments, again, swayze808@sleeptimesover.com. Remember to, if you can, rate and review on iTunes.
People who are listening
to this in the audio section. Write a review.
Subscribe.
Oh, what should they say for the iTunes review? We'll do the 30 Rock. We'll do the 30. Okay,
good luck. Which one?
So we'll say my favorite one. So, those shoes are a little bi-curious.
All right.
From 30 Rock. That's what you write. 5 stars. Okay, 5 stars. Those shoes are a little bi-curious. That's the comment you put in the iTunes review. For YouTube, you're going to subscribe and like. Comment there too if you want. Heck.
Please.
Yeah.
Right, you got that, Ms. Drizzy? Make another account.
This is
how you make another account.
If you really care about us, you'll do this.
Okay. So... here's a little tutorial. You get another email. Yahoo, Gmail.
Hotmail.
Right. AOL. And then you create another account. Wow. Make another account. And then you can make another review.
And
then you can call it something else. Drizzy Drizz.
Drizzy Drizz.
Mentioned. Drizzle. Yeah. I'll leave it at that. I'm not going to go any further in the world of Drizz, but I... thank you. And the One Hit Wonder Tournament. That's been going on in the IG story. I've been voting.
And I've been upset for some that didn't make it.
Yeah, it's been a lot of shocking turn of events on this thing. A lot of upsets. Weird. There was a tie. Knocked out both D-Light and Robin S. Which I thought Robin S would have a shot to go for D-Light as well. But then they're out.
I love both songs.
Tom's Diner's out.
I love Tom's Diner.
Tom's Diner lost to a bee girl. A girl dressed as a bee. What else we got?
That's so lame.
But we got the first round's ending by tomorrow. Tomorrow being Thursday the 7th. So by the time this comes out, you'll be looking at second round.
Yeah, second round.
Brackets on the IG story is what the kids call it.
Yes. So that's exclusive. It's very, very fun. It's really
fun.
IG
story, yeah. So trying to see the greatest one-hit wonder of the 90s. Who could that be? Still some heavy hitters left that haven't been eliminated. Like Vanilla Ice is still there.
Yeah.
Return of the Mac. There's going to be there's a lot of songs. There's 64 songs, right? So
yeah.
We shall see who comes out on top.
And it's really cool because it does kind of, with the other podcast that Aaron does with Sky, it brings you back to that point, you know, in terms of like, you can remember. I remember all of those songs and loving those songs. So
right, I think a lot of people do, and it's fun.
Yeah,
it's just it's a good way to start the year. Nothing serious, although something serious happened today.
Kind of, sort of.
Can't this beyond our control? So something fun to start the year out, and
yeah,
that was all that was what it was for, and people are digging it. So thank you everyone that's voting and just digging it.
Yeah, and that's the Sleep Time's Over show, right? That's the that's your hand Sleep Instagram Time's Over show. Sleep Time's Over show.
On Instagram, Sleep Time's Over Facebook page, YouTube channel is still a thing. And
did everybody get their Bombay You Learn hat? Because I did.
It's coming. It's not, you didn't get it yet. Okay.
It's on its way.
Get ready for hats. She's
hats
coming
are back,
back
hat. Bitches.
That's right, bitch. And you're going to. I'm happy with the path I've chosen, you bitch.
You bitch.
I've been leaving that out because of the fact that PC is. But, you know, it's nighttime.
Yeah,
it's
I said
hours.
It. It's fine.
It's after hours,
I am
baby.
A bitch, so, you know.
Aren't we all? So the Bombay You Learn hat, yes.
In black. And for all you mocks out there like me, camo.
I mean, really, that's it. Get the camo one, right?
It's really sweet, you guys. It's a pretty dope hat. So that's at the website. You can order it there in the shop, along with all of your other logo wear.
Yes,
which is also really, really cool too. So there's that. I am at Swayze808 on Instagram. Anything else?
No.
Yeah. If anything, this was a great exercise in figuring out the lighting situation and the nice view in the back. So
that was basically the bullet points of tonight. Figure out the lighting, what summer's gonna look like without a hat.
I think we accomplished everything we wanted to do tonight.
Checked it off the list.
Yeah.
So that's it.
That's it. We're done, all right? You guys, leave me alone.
Please leave her alone.
If I get my hat before we record next week, our Bombay You Learn hat, I'm wearing it. Okay. And I better not hear any complaints from anybody.
There better not.
You jerks.
Yeah. Just let her be, all right?
Seriously.
Let her live her life.
God.
Gosh, what's the matter with you people?
This is America, right?
Well, as of today, I don't know.
I didn't mean to say that in context, but anyway, well, we're in Havana. Who cares? It's fine.
We got deported years ago.
Yeah, we're never coming back.
No, certainly not after tonight. All right.
Okay, gang. Thank you, as always. Thank you all. We're going to see you next week, and wash your damn hands. Bye.